Wednesday, April 26th. Spent the day at the EOB getting ready for the TV speech tonight on Vietnam. Had me over several times going over just odds and ends on the speech. He wanted to get the Harriman cable on the bombing halt conditions cleared by Henry so he could use it in the speech, and we went around that. I had told him about the cable. We went around that some during the day, but he ended up deciding not to use it after all. He wanted to be sure on the follow-up that we really worked on the news out of Vietnam, on the developing public support for the speech, a heavy attack on the Dove Democrats, get George Bush going, all that sort of thing. He wants to keep beating the television on Vietnam, calls following up on the commentary and all that sort of thing. He doesn't want to release an advanced copy because he wants the congressman to hear the speech rather than to read it. He's obviously somewhat concerned about the rhetoric he's using at the opening and, I guess, more particularly the closing. He did read that to me later on during the day. He then agreed to release the text because of the argument of the press guys that we needed it in order to get adequate coverage in the AM papers. He wants to be sure we now have Bunker do press briefings in Saigon. He was very impressed with a cable Bunker had sent to Henry. It later turned out that it was from Abrams, not Bunker. Henry had misunderstood the source. Speech went very well, and our early reaction has been excellent. We left right afterwards for Key Biscayne. He wanted to be sure that Colson hit hard the point that the attacks by the Democrats in the Senate and House and the presidential candidates will jeopardize the negotiations and undercut the president, and that they therefore must accept the responsibility if the peace efforts fail. He wants to take them on for supporting the communists and really go right up to the aid and comfort to the enemy line. He's ordered Henry to hit Hanoi again this weekend. He told him, Henry was on the plane, he told him to asked him how many B-52s we had in the Vietnam area. Henry said 130, so the president wrote down on a card that he was ordering a 130 B-52 raid. Henry afterwards said, what can I do? I can't possibly send 130 up. He wants some attacks orchestrated regarding the latest Vietnamese attack on I Corps, on the point that while we're going back to the conference table, the North Vietnamese start a new attack. When we arrived at Homestead, he found out that there were two squadrons based there that were leaving the next day for Vietnam. He thought he might go over and see them off tomorrow. End of April 26th.